Mistake number six, creating an imbalance in your life. If you're anything like me, you absolutely love mentoring and training people. I love what I do, and I feel so fortunate to be able to do what I'm passionate about for a living. But I have to be extremely careful not to get too caught up in my career that I neglect the other things of my life. I've done this way too many times, and it caused me to gain weight. It caused me to experience hardships within my family. It caused a sense of distance between my higher power and me. Thankfully, a mentor of mine called me out. He reminded me of what I call the five F's of success and their proper order, which are faith, family, fitness, finances, and fulfillment. I was focusing so much of my time on the finance part that the rest of my life started suffering. I made myself a powerful resolve to not let a single day go by without doing something to strengthen each of those other areas. Now, you certainly don't have to follow this next pattern if it isn't right for you. This is just an example of what I like to do during the day to keep balanced. One of the first things I do when I wake up is study the scriptures and say a prayer. This helps me to connect with my higher power and allows me to tap into inspiration of what I am to do that day to help me get just a little closer to my goals. Next, after I complete my champion training, I like to ask my wife what I can do to serve her that day. Sometimes her response is something as simple as just give her a big hug and hold her. Sometimes it's take her on a special date. Sometimes it's playing with our kids. Whatever the response is, I do my best to serve her and what my family needs so that I can strengthen that relationship. I then like to go to the gym and exercise for 30 to 60 minutes to strengthen my body and improve my fitness. Once I have these things done, I get cleaned up and then get to work on my finances by seeing clients, answering emails, working on CDs, and doing the behind-the-scenes work of running my company. Finally, when the day is coming to a close, I honor myself by giving myself some me time. This means a certain amount of time all by myself, just doing something to unwind. Sometimes this may mean going for a walk. Sometimes this means listening to a book on CD. Sometimes this may mean watching fascinating science videos on the internet. Just something to help me relax and feel fulfilled. What are some things that you like to do to unwind? My wife loves to take warm baths right before falling asleep. Now, you might be thinking, Eric, how on earth am I supposed to take time for myself? I mean, I'm a mother with so many kids that there never is time to myself. Now, it's true. You may have to get a bit creative and resourceful to make this happen. But my invitation to you is to make time just to pursue your passions and do those things that give you fulfillment. Again, it could be simple things or it could be completing some massive project. Whatever it takes, make sure to get it done. Will you do it? You'll be glad if you do.